This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother!
Mother! Tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words.
What they mean, what they say. Mother, mother,
mother.
Can you keep them?
Can you keep them in the dark for a while?
Can you hide them? Attack the sacred union of men and women together that God created. They will fall.
And if you want to find hell with me.
Yeah, you want to bang heads, you're going to find it. I love it when they threaten us like we don't know. We came for the animating contest. We came to bang heads with you. We came to run you over or die trying. You'll never stop humanity. The spirit is unstoppable. Our spirit trumps you a trillion times a trillion. But it only rises when you come. And then it comes to hunt you down. And you know it. And now you know the ancient fear, New World Order. Let's go ahead and take phone calls. Mark in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's call talk shows. I want everyone to set their watch for from 5 to 7 on Mondays and call KFAX. I was talking to the talk show host on KFAX on Mondays from 5 to 7 about what Hillary said about you. And call all talk shows, listeners, and you may or may not want to say that you want to talk about Alex.
Well, I should point out you're on KOMY. I think the station, once you plug another station, well, I guess that's in Santa Cruz. I mean, sure, but I want to just call and point out that we don't spew racism here. We spew the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. And look, 1 month ago, I was knocking on doors here in San Jose, being very polite, just saying, good morning, ma'am or sir. Would you please tune your radio to KOMY 1340? And I did that for maybe an hour and a half, and then the cops showed up. And I says, well, that's all I'm doing, officer. I'm knocking on people's doors and then asking them to call three or four people to tune in. You were interviewing Roger.
That is free speech. You're not selling anything. Their ordinances cannot stop you from free speech knocking on doors.
Exactly. And this is big time because Hillary, think about this. God is
so what you're doing
mind
is so beautiful. You're doing what Nigel Farage said. Put the walking boots on. Get in the streets. That's what will defeat them.
Exactly.
Well, were the cops ashamed of themselves trying to voice an anti-free speech agenda? Because I've met the Santa Cruz cops. A lot of them seem like they're pretty awake.
Oh, yeah, they are. And it worked out for good because I drove down Meridian, hit every Starbucks and coffee shop, and I just walked in there and said, folks, I have a brief announcement to make. Tune your radios to KOMY 1340 right now or InfoWars on your computer. And because this guy is interviewing Roger Stone, who got Trump to run. This is big-time information. See, Roger Stone, remember when he said that a couple of weeks ago? He says, I'm the one that got Roger Stone to...
I mean, Stone's one of the key guys. He's very humble about it, but it is true that Stone got him to run in 2002, so yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. Hillary said that you actually thought Oklahoma City was an inside job. Well, wait a minute. I think it was Alex Jones, not Rush Limbaugh, that interviewed Don Browning, Craig Roberts, Terrence Yakey, and those cops.
I've interviewed all the cops, everybody. They know the names of the feds. They caught them planting the bombs, for God's sakes.
You're getting out
of this. Let me tell you. The Clintons bombed Oklahoma City. As you get it straight, the Clintons, not America. They always go, he says America bombed Oklahoma City. No, the Clintons did. He says America. I've been on shows and they go, you say the New York police bombed the World Trade Center? I said, criminals in our government allied with radical Islam did it, and they stood down, and NORAD was ordered to stand down. I had that from the sources at the time. It's all in the news now. but they always misrepresent. They build straw men. It's all they can do. Stay with us. We'll be back. The Big Russian News. This is Big.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon is getting ready to fall. May take 5 years, may take 20. But God's plan for humanity won't be stopped. Hollywood. There's so much news it makes my head spin up on InfoWars.com. Hillary's former Secret Service agent, there's something seriously wrong with Clinton. And he goes into talking about it. I want to get Mr. Burns back on the broadcast. Gary Byrne says Hillary has another seizure and her campaign is covering it up. Yeah. And the difference is she's been having seizures since 2012. But she isn't having one once a week. She's having them every hour or less. And the Secret Service told us, listen, they don't tell us anything. They hate us. She's falling down every hour. She is hitting her head. She has to be helped in the vehicle. She's in bed a lot of the time. They won't tell us, but we think it's Parkinson's or brain tumors. Just go to the events. You've got reporters. We've told other media. They're all cowards. Go look at what's going on. We get there's like stretchers and ambulances and her behind a tent. She comes out hacking. This is last Monday. I mean, she's screwed, folks. She got this special van with the lowering the deal down. She's falling into it. She got this low rider van so she can get right into it. I've got a 91-year-old grandmother that my parents have a low riding car so they can get her into it to go to her doctor's appointments. And they spin this, these warmongers like Christina Amanpour, that we, quote, don't like women. No, we don't like creepy war criminals that turn over countries to Al-Qaeda and ISIS to murder Christians and blacks because the Arabs are, the Muslim jihadi Arabs are so racist. Can you imagine it was a white group in Libya killing over 30,000 black people? They just kill black people. They don't think they're human. It'd be all over the news if white supremacists had killed tens of thousands of black people. But because it's Muslims doing it, it's like, oh, it's cute when they do it. And Aberdeen's mother writes books about cutting girls' genitals off and is the premier person pushing this? How did I go to sleep and wake up in fruitcake land? We got a bunch of phone calls. We got Dave and I ready to take over. A fresh, smart pony in this race for liberty. This old horse is getting tired. Got a lot of meetings to go to before I come back with special reports in the nightly news this evening. And the big issue we didn't cover enough today is they're in the media saying she may stand down. She may go away. She may give up. Well, who's going to be in there? We also have the second Drudge link. Top Hillary search terms are seizures, brain damage, and her death. So that's going on right now as well. The other big Drudge story is they're clearly doing a medical exam on her for neurological issues, a classic one, on video. So that's up on DrudgeReport.com as well and InfoWars.com and our backup site, PrisonPlanet.com. But because Daria is an amazing American patriot, Army veteran, but she immigrated here from Russia when she was a little kid to seek freedom, while she's here fighting to keep it somewhat free today, she monitors Russian TV for us. Both RT, but state-run, you name it, Duma broadcast, you know, Congress-type stuff, C-SPAN-type stuff from Russia. And there's these amazing clips. And I've noticed Americans are fascinated with Russia because they realize we've kind of gone through the same globalist system. They've been occupied, kicked it out, still have problems. It's not some utopia on the other end of globalism. It's just maybe folks that aren't out to get us in government completely. That's a big difference. Humanity thrives if just the government isn't out to get you. You know, and doesn't want to shut down all competition. But every few days she comes in with a really important clip. It's a great asset to have her here. It's a great job putting it together. And this is Russian news. Will they kill Trump? It's a 3-minute, 20-second clip. Russia One is the big state-run TV. And it's the host analyzing the threat of assassination. And, folks, we've had the New York Times, basically every major publication that's globalist run, call for his death. And believe me, now that they're delusion, because I've talked to people inside the Democratic Party that are high level. We have moles very close to them, okay? But when these people give me intel, they fly here to tell me. Or they send a note with someone they know is coming on. I mean, I get notes is how I get information. And then I take it and shred it, okay? And we use a service that burns it. That's how the Secret Service got us info. They said, we'll get you something in the next couple of weeks. It took them 3 weeks. We got it. And it was with a person in person, with code words, the whole nine yards, folks. I mean, that's the level we're living in here, the danger. And long story short, this whole house of cards is coming down, and all they can hope to do is kill Trump. Because we have inside sources that they really believe, with their own fake polls a month ago, where they were adding 10% to 15% more Democrats in, they were believing that. I was talking to folks at Martha's Vineyard that had big Democrats in their houses, with them shooting their mouths off around dinner, that they were really going to trounce Trump, and the polls showed it. And the person said, well, what about Reuters adding 50% more? And they're like, I don't know what that means. These are like prominent Democrats are smoking their own BS. They're believing their own propaganda. And so now they know that's not true. They know Trump's way ahead. They are super dangerous right now. You got to have your video cameras ready. You got to be ready to cover false flags. You may be the person, your town or city, that catches them. We got to go towards the crisis when it happens. They can start a war, an economic implosion. The sky is the limit. And the Russians are obviously asking the same question, because they know Hillary and the globals are trying to start a war right now, because Russia is weak compared to China. Russia has barely gotten out of their hold. They want to pick on Russia because they've got it surrounded and infiltrated, just like America's infested and infected by the very same globalists. So we're in the same boat together, the same stew pot. So here's Russia wondering what the next shoe to drop is. Here it is.
Two important pieces of news regarding Donald Trump. Number one, he is ahead in polls by 2 points. Number two, Trump declared that if he is president, he aims to have, quote, very good relations with Russia. This combination of Trump's characteristics, his leadership in the presidential race, his ability to speak boldly, his intentions to turn over a new leaf regarding the Russian-American relations, all this puts Trump in a very dangerous situation. Now, they can just simply kill him. The intelligence services of the United States are not interested in the type of president Trump vows to be, because the contrived enemy in the form of Russia justifies their existence. American elites are not interested in a President Trump, as the establishment world order provides them with reliable sources of lucrative business. Trump, on the other hand, who is ready to reach agreements, would bring about a different set of financial opportunities flowing in other directions. The American establishment is merciless. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy under President Reagan, has published a guest column on his website back in March by a journalist, Stephen Lendman, who commented on what has become a very popular theme on social media websites. Quote, maybe an unfortunate plane crash, other fatal accident, or mysterious, incurable, fast-acting, deadly illness is planned. Will Trump be gone before Republicans choose their nominee in July, or perhaps before November's election? This narrative hasn't stopped, but the current state of the presidential race for Hillary Clinton is such where she has used up all of her available ammunition against Trump. She has an empty holder. Yet there are still almost 2 months to go until the election. She has already accused Trump of being a Putin agent, that he hates Muslims, Mexicans, and blacks, and his wife Melania is unworthy of the title of the First Lady, and that Trump himself is simply unfit, and that he's even deranged, and that he understands nothing in the way of the U.S. strategy, nor international affairs. And that he's a misogynist. Meanwhile, Trump details his plan of building relations with Russia, goes to Mexico, visits a popular black church, defends his wife's honor in court, and sees to his popularity among women. And the result? The scars put on Trump have nearly closed up, but the holes inflicted on Clinton are needing emergency surgery. Her carelessness with handling classified material while Secretary of State, foreign policy that led to terrorist expansion, her avarice and the questionable reputation of foreign donors to the Clinton Foundation, the dirty tricks of the Democratic National Committee favoring one candidate over the other, and finally Hillary's failing health, whether it's her fainting episodes or the coughing fits. So what's the solution? Shoot Trump? The option isn't far-fetched. After all, the United States has boasted of more president shootings than any other country in the world.
That's right. That means the criminals have hijacked this country. I can find no fault, to quote Pontius Pilate, with what the Russian TV said. David, I'm going to hand it over to you right now. I want to get your comment because we're going to put this video up. It's going to go viral. Russians discuss the assassination of Trump. The Russians discuss, will the globalists kill Donald Trump? You're taking us a break. Your comment on this, David Knight.
Well, Alex, that was exactly right what he had to say. And we talk about, you know, what happens if Hillary has a health issue, if Hillary can't make it, because we know that she is so desperately ambitious that she is not going to drop out on her own. If she's breathing, she's going to be running for president. But Alex, there was something else that came out today as well. It was on the Drudge Report. Christine Lagarde of the IMF talking about how globalization benefits need to be shared by all. But the other part of her comment was that there is a groundswell of discontent. And that's really what I want to focus on. I want to focus on what the IMF is, what they are doing, how they embody globalism, and the tactics that they use. She's talking about a growing inequality in wealth, income, and opportunity in many countries has added to a groundswell of discontent. Well, of course it would. And this, Alex, is exactly what we've seen. It's why Tim Kaine is calling you out. It's why Hillary has called you out. People understand what is going on in their life. You can fool them if you've got the politicians and the mainstream media in your pocket. You can make them think that it only affects them.
Absolutely. And expanding on that, Globalism is about picking winners and losers and making us poor to be controlled.
Yes.
Any system is better.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Scientific slavery. We're just saying Americana, Renaissance, let's work with countries. Let's not have a war-based economy. Let's be strong, but let's not be based on World War III. And the whole world wants that. David Knight's taking over. I'm Alex Jones. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Pray for peace worldwide.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, September 13th. This is day number 284 since Hillary Clinton has had a real press conference, and I'm not counting the nonsense about the sycophant small group of people that are allowed to ride on the plane. We talk about having leverage over the press. It's like, what'd she do if they ask her a bad question? She kick them out without a parachute? I want to talk in this segment that we got. Leanne McAdoo is going to be joining me in the next segment. I want to talk in this segment about Christine Lagarde with the IMF and her comments today about globalization. You see, they can't ignore the fact that you see what's going on. And they can't ignore, just as Tim Kaine called out Alex Jones today, they can't ignore the fact that Alex Jones and Breitbart and, of course, Drudge are getting the information to the public. We know, all of you know, that it's not just your problem. We have to stand collectively to fight for individual liberty. It's something that I've heard before. It's not my phrase. It was J.R. Griffin who wrote the Creature from Jekyll Island. It's a great phrase. You need to think about that. It's difficult for those of us who have a bent towards individual liberty to think and act collectively. That's our weakness. We have to get over that. We have to understand that we are all in this together. We have to fight this at certain levels. We have to fight it at the local level, but we also, right now, we have to fight to even keep our nation together. And I want you to hear what she had to say today. It's an acknowledgement of reality. They have to acknowledge this reality. They can no longer just pretend that it doesn't exist. It's like Hillary's fainting spells at 9/11. They have to acknowledge the reality of her health issues. Now, this is a Bloomberg story that you'll see linked on Drudge. World leaders need to better manage the frustration over the failure of globalism to deliver widely shared benefits, she says. This is the way Bloomberg would put it. But I want to read you the quote from Lagarde, head of the IMF. She says, growing inequality in wealth, income, and opportunity. Growing inequality in wealth, income, and opportunity in many countries has led to a groundswell of discontent, especially in the industrialized world. And we'll talk about the metrics behind this. A growing sense among some citizens that they need, that they lack control, that the system is somehow against them. Oh, who would we get that idea? Okay? It's not something that we made up. Okay? It is reality that we are exposing. And she goes on to offer a solution, which really isn't a solution. Understand the tactic here. She comes out, essentially says, like Bill Clinton, I feel your pain. Okay? I understand. Here's the problem you see. But you have to understand that more of what we're doing that caused this problem is the real solution. We don't need to change course. We need to just continue down the same road that has caused so much pain and dislocation in your society. That's the solution that she offers. She said, history has shown that closing borders and increasing protectionism isn't the solution. She said, instead, countries need to extend the benefits of openness and integration while alleviating the painful side effects. Well, you know what? It doesn't get alleviated. And here's the way Zero Hedge pointed it out in their story. She warns of groundswell discontent. He says, 2 months after the consultancy giant McKinsey dramatically flip-flopped on its long-held position of praising globalism, cautioning that as Britain's vote to exit the European Union exemplifies what happens when people feel like the system is letting them down. They said at the time, these consultants, the system is on the verge of explosion. They compared it to a buildup of resentment of globalism. They compared that to a dangerous natural gas leak in a row of houses. You understand? That is what's there. That's this groundswell of discontent. It's like you left the gas turned on, and all it's going to take is a spark. Will they set it off? Will they set it off? Okay? That's the question. And then she went on to say this. She said, financial institutions are being seen as unaccountable to society. Of course they are. We increasingly see HSBC being called too big to jail. That came after we were told they were too big to fail. After they created a massive bubble with the Republicans and the Democrats all helping them. After Bill Clinton took down the Glass-Steagall Act that prevented them from getting involved in speculative investments. They took that down. So what'd they do? They created a massive bubble. And even before Glass-Steagall, this is what people need to understand. At the very beginning of the Clinton administration, what did they do? They created the too-big-to-fail banks. The very first merger. And I remember this very clearly because I was in North Carolina at the time. A merger between Bank of America and Nations Bank, which was headquartered in Charlotte. And what they did was they moved that Bank of America, which was headquartered in California, to Charlotte, but they took the name Bank of America. And everybody at the time said, this will never get passed. That's what they were all talking about on the business programs. They said, this is not going to pass. It's going to be too big of a merger. It's going to destroy all these small banks. It's going to set off a wave of consolidation that will result in just a couple of giant banks. And that's precisely what it did. Now, one of the reasons that that happened was because of the corruption within the Clinton administration, the people that were on his chief of staff that were also had connections to it. But they go on to say, and this is what McKinsey, this group that has backed off, said, 65 to 70% of households in the 25 most advanced economies were in income segments that had flat to falling income between 2005 and 2014. Previously, that had only been 2%. In America, 81% of us have flat to falling income.
We're
in Italy, it's 100%.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along
the avenue. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in this half hour is Leanne McAdoo. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that ending tonight is the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Special, and that's going to be ending tonight. It's 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com, and of course, we also still have the Mr. Maddow Special at InfoWars.com. That's still tonight as well. And the 20% off nascent iodine is part of that. But we also have, in honor of Mr. Rachel Maddow, the 15% off Super Male Vitality, as well as 15% off Deep Cleanse. Those are products that she promoted for us on her program on MSNBC. So we want to thank her for that. We want to offer that to you. Again, 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 15% off Super Male Vitality, 15% off Deep Cleanse. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. See what those products are about. Read the reviews of people who have actually used them, not Rachel Maddow. She doesn't know what she's talking about when it comes to our products. She doesn't know what she's talking about when it comes to Hillary Clinton's health. She certainly can't advise you on your health. But you can do the research yourself. You can take a look at the reviews that are at InfoWarsStore.com. Those will be ending tonight, so take advantage of those specials while they last.
It's really funny. I had some people tweeting me. They were actually tweeting Rachel Maddow saying, thank you so much for the suggestions on these great products. I'm really enjoying them.
Yeah, well, at least she read the names right on the product.
Does she know who our fans are? They will come after you.
That was absolutely amazing. Well, you know, we're getting called out on a regular basis by a lot of people. As a matter of fact, today we had Tim Kaine call out Alex Jones by name. They understand what is going on. They understand that we know what is happening to us. And just as I was pointing out before the break, Leanne, I was talking about IMF, Christine Lagarde talking about the fact there's this groundswell of resentment. And, of course, what's driving that is the fact that things have been flat or declining for the 25 leading economies. Okay, they are taking down the first world countries down to third world level. That's what the IMF has done across the world. They did this to the third world countries back in the 1960s. You had Robert McNamara, the guy who was the mastermind of the Vietnam fiasco management. The way our government managed Vietnam was a fiasco. I think everybody understands that now. He went to the IMF, and he was accused of rent-seeking because this is not the Marshall Plan. This is not what the government did with the American government did, extending money to Europe to help rebuild it after World War II. What they did under Robert McNamara was they went to third world countries. They encouraged them to engage in social welfare programs, essentially consumer borrowing, if you will. Okay? This is not a good idea in your personal life. And macroeconomics is a fiction that was created by the Keynesians to try to tell you that the reality that works in your personal life, in other words, borrowing money until you can't see, that doesn't work for nations either. Okay? But the IMF was doing that. And the interesting thing about it, they were criticized for rent-seeking. They want to turn everyone into renters. They don't want you to own anything. They don't want you to have control of anything. We're going to talk about, Leanne's got some information about the Internet, because I think what we see happening with the Internet is another example of how the globalists want to take control of everything. They want to take control of our cars, for example. Ford has said that they're going to have self-driving cars by 2021. But they're not going to let you buy self-driving cars, even if you can afford it, because they're going to be a lot more expensive. Even if you can afford self-driving cars, they're not going to let you buy them until 2025. When they put them out in 2021, they're going to do it like an Uber company, okay, where this is a rental thing. They want to rent you everything. They want to control everything. Now, they're a little bit more clever about it when they do it on an international basis with the IMF fund, because what they do there is they don't take collateral. They don't say, okay, loan us, we're going to loan you this amount of money, and we're going to put a mortgage on your roads or on your bridges or something like that. Instead, what they do is they loan the money to these countries, they saddle them with debt, and then they use that debt as leverage to take over the fiscal policies of the countries. And that's precisely what we saw with Greece. Go back 1 year and take a look at some of these stories. I just selected a couple of them because we report on this extensively, as many places did, but this story from Paul Joseph Watson back in July of last year. Report, IMF orders U.S. tour operators to withhold payments to Greek hotels. Okay? He put out a tweet from somebody that was there. U.S. tour operators withhold payments to Greek hotels for services used by order of the IMF. To crush us is their aim. If you don't play along with them, if you don't alter your policies within the country, they will do that to crush you. Then this next story that was June, Michael Schneider, economic collapse. We had it on InfoWars. Does the IMF actually want to cause a Greek debt default? And, of course, the answer to that is yes. Yeah. Okay? That was dismissed as a conspiracy theory by a lot of people. But then we go back to April of this year, and guess what? We saw WikiLeaks memos, conversations going back and forth between people who were within the IMF. And, yes, they did plan to cause a credit event in Greece to destabilize Europe. That's the whole point, folks. That's the way they take people down. And that's what they have done in Europe. They take economic control so they can then create destabilization. Once you have destabilization, we were told in Europe, to save the EU, they needed sovereign control. They needed to take over the democratic process. That's precisely what we're seeing. So what does it mean, Leanne, when we see them saying that they now want to take over the Internet? And, of course, Obama gladly wants to play along because he is part of the globalist cabal, the elitist, the multinational corporations. They own him. They own Hillary. They are their minions doing this. And so he wants to turn over the Internet to who? Who's he going to turn it over to?
Right. I mean, that's the thing is people are saying this is really frightening. Why? Why is this his one last push, that this is something he's just got to do? I know that this kind of first came about 2 years ago, but he's just bound and determined to pass this before he leaves office. Good news is it appears congressional leaders are going to push back against his decision to hand over power, the stewardship of the Internet, if you will, basically to the UN, because he doesn't have any provisions in place. That's where it's going to end up. And so what's going to happen? They're basically saying this could be the last month of an open, uncensored Internet that's guaranteed by the U.S. government. I mean, that is frightening. Look at the implications. We've already seen, and there's a story up on Drudge now where the tech giants are saying, USA, you've got to hand over control. You've got to do this. Give it over to the globalists. It's like, we've seen how Apple has already allowed China to dictate how it's going to agree to the censorship there with the government. And
I think
Google.
That's the key. That story that's on Drudge about the tech giants putting the pressure on, saying, you've got to do this now. We have to understand the IMF is not the UN. They operate under the UN. We have to understand that if they take over, they keep saying, well, we're going to put it under the United Nations. You know, all these countries are going to have some kind of democratic control. They like to talk about it being under the UN to create the illusion of democratic control, but that's not the case. Just as we see with the IMF, it is anti-democratic. It is anti-national. We've seen the IMF taking out elected people in Greece and Italy. It was Nigel Farage who said, who are you to take out these democratically elected leaders and put in Goldman Sachs bankers? You know, who made you God to do this? That's what we're going to wind up seeing with the Internet. The Internet, people need to understand, this is not a point of nationalistic pride. And I think that's the danger. A lot of people are approaching it that way and say, hey, this is something that's America. You know, America's great. We don't need to give up the Internet.
Right.
Okay, if you take it from that standpoint, if your understanding of this is that shallow, we will lose because people don't really care about that. What you have to understand, this is a power grab along the lines of the Trans-Pacific, the Transatlantic Partnerships, NAFTA, and these other things, where you're going to have particular trade agreements. They're treaties, but they call them something else so they don't have to follow the constitutional process for a treaty. The point of those is to establish a regime, a committee that will not just manage trade, but manage our economy, manage all these different countries' economies. Why are they losing in this information battle? Why is there this groundswell of anger everywhere? It's because they don't control information. The Internet is their key to controlling information. Who wants to control it? It's the multinational corporations, Silicon Valley. This story about this, they say, well, there's this consortium of businesses who would like to have the government turn this over. That's the question everybody ought to be asking. Who are we turning this over to?
Right.
Who are these shadow figures that we're turning this over to? That's the central question of the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnership. Who are these people that we are turning over control of all of our economies to that we have absolutely no control over them? We don't even know who these people are. It's just like the Federal Reserve. How many people knew that we had a Greek yogurt billionaire who's not even an American citizen sitting on the Federal Reserve Board determining what economic policy is here in America? That's the way all this stuff is going to work.
Right. And then, of course, let's take into consideration that Obama is really pushing back against this bill that's going to allow the families of the victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia. And he's pushing back against this, saying, no, we can't do that. That's going to open the door for people to start suing the U.S. government for the things that we are doing. And it's kind of like, well, yeah, you guys are terrorists, but at the same time, that's exactly what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to do. It's going to allow these independent international tribunals to override sovereignty of nations.
And we've seen how it operates because it's been happening with NAFTA. They come in and say, hey, you know, you did some new rules and regulations that's cut our profits down. So we go to a tribunal, and this tribunal says, yeah, I think we're going to keep their profits up, and we're going to award them billions of dollars. We've seen it happen over and over again. So we know precisely how that mechanism is going to work. They're taking it to a global scale. That's
right.
The issue.
Yeah, so he's not worried about, you know, if an independent party coming in and overriding the constitutional laws that we have here. He's worried about himself being charged for war crimes, for taking out innocent civilians there with his drone strikes. yeah. among a myriad of other things.
Yeah, and he should be worried if we had any kind of real justice in this country, if we hadn't had the Justice Department and the FBI totally co-opted by politicians, then he should be worried about felony violations for sending plane loads of cash, quite literally. I mean, this is like a MENA, Arkansas drug deal that he did with Iran. And, you know, they kind of masked it for a while, talking about the fact, well, is it ransom? Is it, you know, and it was, obviously was ransom. But the key issue was that he violated all the legal prohibitions. He committed a felony when he sent that money to Iran. Whether it was ransom or not, he committed a felony. And then we find out that it's far more extensive than that. That it's not just the $400 million. It's not even just the $1.7 million. There's even more money involved in that. And they just keep doubling down on the criminality and getting away with it.
Yes, and of course we know that he is going to excuse himself, whoever gets in next. I mean, perhaps Donald Trump will go after Obama, but usually what we see is that the presidents who get in, they excuse everyone for the crimes they've done. Now it looks like Drudge has an article up that's saying that John Kerry is basically doing the same thing Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State. He's now funneling money into his daughter's foundation.
I have that article right here. It's amazing.
They learn from their predecessor.
This is a situation. First, the Peace Corps awarded money to a group that was John Kerry's daughter's group. That was back in 2012 while Hillary Clinton was still Secretary of State. Gave her a three-year contract worth $2 million. Then after Kerry became Secretary of State, they gave them a four-year extension without competition. That's the key. Where are the Democrats? You know, there's all that rightful concern about how all these Iraq contracts are being awarded to rebuild that country without competition. Without competition. But here we got the same situation being done to this group that John Kerry's daughter runs. $6.4 million awarded without competition. And then they went back and doubled down. They gave an additional $1 million for the first contract. So he went back and raised it by 50%. The first contract that had been negotiated before he became Secretary of State, then they doubled down on that, they changed it from $2 million to $3 million. Then they doubled down and made it $6 million for the next few years. This is the kind of corruption that is systemic in the American government. Right. You know, we just had an article from Politico, of all people. I mean, they love the Clintons. They love the Democrats. They were comparing Comey, the FBI director, to J. Edgar Hoover. That's not a good thing when people start comparing you to J. Edgar Hoover. If you don't know the history of J. Edgar Hoover and the corruption of that guy, as they say in the article, people ask him, why don't you fire J. Edgar Hoover with all the abuses that he's had and everything? He goes, well, you don't fire God. Okay.
Wow.
And that's the way the guy operated.
Yeah.
And they're comparing Comey to him. Now, you have to understand, Comey comes from one of these corrupt banks, HSBC, that has been convicted multiple times of money laundering for drug cartels and for terrorists and given a pass. Why is that? Okay. Why have they been given a pass? Too big to jail. Well, because Comey and Loretta Lynch, they all worked together at a law firm that used to do Hillary Clinton's taxes, and they're still covering for her.
Yeah, why was Hillary Clinton allowed to give her testimony not under oath? And then they release it there on a weekend when they know most of America isn't going to talk about it, and the media won't really cover it as well.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we're here, but that's the whole issue with giving up the Internet and guaranteeing by the U.S. Constitution that, you know, we believe in free speech. The freedom of speech, we want to protect it. And now you just want to throw that away. And that's what people don't understand, what makes America so great and that they're trying to destroy from within.
And that's the key thing. Look, what would J. Edgar Hoover have done to a news organization that covered his corruption? What would he have done? Hmm. He would have shut them down. He would have gone to his friends in the federal government. And he would have shut them down using broadcast licenses or whatever. Okay.
Right.
And so it wouldn't have happened. Now, this is why the government wants to take over the Internet, because they don't have any levers of control over the Internet yet.
Yet.
That's why they have to have that, because we can talk about what's going on. We can expose this corruption, unlike the closely controlled media that was around at the time of J. Edgar Hoover. We don't want more J. Edgar Hoovers. We don't want somebody like Comey, who was on the board of HSBC, who worked for the Clintons forever. He let Sandy Berger go for doing essentially the same thing that Hillary Clinton is doing, stealing stuff, destroying records that would have harmed them. He did it in a physical way, which he did later electronically on a far larger scale. But, of course, she also gave those secrets at the same time to foreign governments, which is something that even Sandy Berger didn't do. But it was Loretta Lynch and Comey who let Sandy Berger go. They were both prosecutors on that. So we see the same pattern of corruption, the minions that they have permeating the government that they have brought in. This is why I don't think Hillary is going to be taken out. She's got too many secrets on too many. She's the J. Edgar Hoover, if you really want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
She, the Clintons are the, and the Bushes together, they're the J. Edgar Hoovers. They've got the secrets on everybody, these two crime families, and nobody is going to get her out of there as long as she's breathing. I don't think she's going to.
No, I agree. I agree. The Clintons have a lot of dirt on a lot of people, and that's why they don't want to dig into the Clinton Foundation, because it's going to take a lot of people down with them. And, you know, you really... The mainstream media is probably salivating at the idea that the internet is going to be censored now and closed, because then they can maintain their monopoly on information that they've enjoyed for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to see the alternative media go by the wayside.
And it's interesting, too, when we look at this Kerry situation again at the State Department. And what do? They filter money to their family through nonprofits and charities. So we can't say anything bad about the Seed Global Health Organization that's under the Peace Corps. I mean, it's so nice to have something like that. You know,
isn't
you just
that,
can't say anything
Henry
bad about this.
NSSM Memorandum 200 talks a lot about that. That's how they go in and they keep these countries third world. They steal all of their money but and all of their resources and things, but they'll give them a little bit of aid if they agree to the eugenics plan.
Well, that's the way the federal government works as well. Okay, they become Santa Claus. We'll be right back. David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. Stay with us. We've got one more segment on the program. We've got a lot more news to cover.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. This is our last segment, and in this segment, I want you to understand tonight we have an end to a lot of very big specials that we've been running for a while. Of course, there's our mega specials on preparedness. That's going to be ending tonight at our InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select Storable Food. That ends tonight. 30 to 40% off. That's a huge discount off of InfoWars Select Storable Food. This is non-GMO food. It has a 25-year shelf life. It's all made and packaged in the United States, as well as resealable. Once you open this up, you can reseal it for to be able to preserve it for a little bit extended time. But once you keep that sealed, it is good for 25 years without preservatives, without GMOs. Also, 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off Alexa Pure Air Filters, and 20% off Alexa Pure Water Filters. All that will be ending tonight, as well as the Mr. Rachel Maddow specials. Again, 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 15% off Survival Male Vitality, and 15% off Deep Cleanse. All of those preparedness mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as the other products that we did in honor of Rachel Maddow's plugging our products the other day on her show at InfoWarsLife.com. Those are all going to be ending tonight. So this is the last day that you'll be able to take advantage of those specials. We thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting us, and we try to offer the very best products we can to support your health. We're serious about this. We do the best we can to offer you the best quality products, and we really do appreciate your support. That's how we fund our organization, not like MSNBC. We don't take money from Big Pharma. We don't take money from the government. We try to offer you in a capitalist kind of way. It's a win-win situation, as Alex Jones says, a 360 win. You've got a story about what's going on with sugar and the way that they manipulate the information.
Yeah, you can't trust Rachel Maddow to tell you about Hillary Clinton's health. And so truly, you can't trust a lot of even researchers out there. The science says, well, here now it's been revealed just this week in the JAMA Internal Medicine, the journal, they released some research from the 60s that show that Harvard researchers had been bribed by the sugar industry to say that heart disease was actually caused more so by fat, not sugar. So this is heart disease. It's like the top killer in the United States. But in order to protect the sugar industry, they recommissioned a new review of this research to say that it was fat, not sugar. And then, of course, we've just seen sugar catapult into every single meal that's out there, especially for children, since the 60s. I mean, so then you wonder why heart disease could be the top killer. I mean, this just shockwaves through the research community.
Well, you know, we saw back in the 1960s, we saw doctors cutting commercials for tobacco companies saying, you know, I can't even remember the commercials. More doctors prefer this brand over brand X, you know, it's like all these smoking doctors and everything.
This one will kill you quicker.
Yeah. And, you know, quite frankly, I mean, it was they accelerated the unhealthy situation with it by the things that they added to it. All these filters and menthols and all these other chemicals that they added to tobacco made it a lot more dangerous than it had ever been. But yeah, we see that all the time, and I guess what's happening now, because there's a big campaign to there's a doctor's
the cigarette preferred cigarette. By doctors.
Yeah, this is the healthy cigarette. And we talked to John Wayne, talked to John Wayne about that. Unfortunately, we can't. But that's what we see over and over again. I guess what's happened now that sugar has become the ultimate demon. Of course, the issue is not even fat or sugar. It's obesity.
Right.
Okay. And that has a lot of different factors. It's very complex. But they use the government. They have regulatory capture. It's not just universities that are captured by this stuff. We see this happening all the time. But I guess the sugar industry didn't pay up for their political protection. That's why Obama and the rest of them are coming after it.
Finally, the media is classified.
That's right. And you're going to be doing the InfoWars Nightly News Night, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join Leanne McAdoo. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. That's it for today's broadcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.